Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your PixNow update. PG&E's stock plummeting almost 50% today after announcing plans to file for bankruptcy later this month. California law requires any company to alert workers 15 days before a possible change of control. The utility's interim CEO, John Simon, released a statement saying, "The people affected by the devastating Northern California wildfires are our customers, our neighbors, our friends, and we understand the profound impact the fires have had on our communities. We believe a court-supervised process under Chapter 11 will best enable PG&E to resolve its potential liabilities in an orderly, fair, and expeditious fashion." Simon's currently taking the place of Geisha Williams. Just last night, Williams stepped down as CEO after less than 2 years with the utility. PG&E faces billions of dollars in claims over the deadly campfire. The wildfire caused 86 deaths and destroyed more than 14,000 homes. Investigators are looking into whether the utility's equipment ignited that wildfire. Governor Newsom speaking out in the wake of the utility's financial troubles. He issued a statement today saying, quote, "The company should continue to honor promises made to energy suppliers and to our community. Throughout the months ahead, I will be working with the legislature and all stakeholders on a solution that ensures consumers have access to safe, affordable, and reliable service. Fire victims are treated fairly, and California can continue to make progress toward our climate goals." Right now, thousands of public school teachers in Los Angeles walking off the job. It's because last-minute negotiations broke off between the LA Unified School District and United Teachers Los Angeles on Friday. Teachers are demanding smaller class sizes, more nurses, librarians, and counselors on campus, as well as higher salaries. The district's current offer adds about $130 million to previous proposals. Teachers say that's not enough.
"No one sees the effects on students in LA the way that teachers do. And this attack on our schools comes from all levels."
With teachers gone, schools do remain open, but it's unclear how many students will show up for classes. At least 400 substitutes and 2,000 staffers will fill in for the 31,000 teachers on the picket lines. Meanwhile, in Oakland, hundreds of teachers and parents are ready to go on strike with similar concerns. The strike could happen in the coming weeks. Well, the partial government shutdown has entered its 24th day. Not only is there no end in sight, there's also no sign of how this might end. President Trump says it cannot end unless Congress funds a border wall. Outside the White House today, the president accused Democrats of going AWOL instead of negotiating a deal.
"I've been here all weekend. A lot of the Democrats were in Puerto Rico celebrating something. I don't know, maybe they're celebrating the shutdown."
The president's referring to a group of lawmakers who went to San Juan to attend the musical Hamilton and see ongoing hurricane relief efforts. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer did not go on that trip. And Democrats say the government will reopen as soon as the president stops insisting on a wall.
"What we don't want to do is waste taxpayer money on a vanity project that's ineffective that the president said Mexico would pay for."
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham suggested temporary reopening the government to give lawmakers a chance to craft a compromise. The president says he rejected it after saying that he doesn't want to build a wall by declaring a national emergency. Mr. Trump insisted he has an absolute right to do that. Across the Mid-Atlantic region, deadly winter storm has brought record snowfall to and at least four states to a standstill. It stretches 1,400 miles, stranding drivers in the snow and ice for hours, leaving 120,000 people without electricity. The massive storm is blamed for 9 deaths. In Missouri, a plane slid off the runway, and over the weekend, more than 800 flights were canceled. And KPIX 5 photojournalist Chris Bellini just sent us this video from Los Angeles County. This is along Grapevine, I-5 in Gorman. How about a live look outside for us from our KPIX 5 studio roof camera? Mary Lee has our forecast.
Get ready for an active week ahead as we are tracking a series of storm systems that will bring the wet weather for us. So for today, looking at scattered showers, and as we head through tomorrow, widespread light rain. That stronger, more powerful storm system rolls in Wednesday into Thursday with heavy rain and strong winds with that storm for the middle part of the week. So here's this first storm system. Again, this is a weaker storm. We're looking at scattered showers for today. Another one behind that, and then another one behind that. So if you Futurecast. As we take you through the afternoon, here we are at 4 p.m. and you can see scattered showers. So off and on light rain for today. Here we go for tomorrow. And this is at 6 a.m. So a wet start to the day with widespread light rain. And then here we are at 4 p.m. tomorrow with a few showers still. Now let's go to Wednesday. And you can see at 4 p.m. that moderate to heavy rainfall, the yellow and orange colors indicating that. And we are going to see the winds pick up. It's going to be a windy and rainy day on Wednesday. Could move into Thursday as well. We're looking at just about a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of rain today as we head through tomorrow, about a quarter of an inch of rain. And then as we head through Wednesday into Thursday, an inch and a half, 2 inches to 3 inches of rain.
All right. Thank you, Mary. The market's just closing right now. The closing bell and the closing number is showing us that the Dow Jones Industrial Average ending the day down more than 86 points. The bishop of the Diocese of Santa Rosa spoke today about the newly released list of nearly 40 former priests and deacons in the area accused of sexual abuse.
I never liked the word credible because it doesn't really have a legal standing. Now, would I say that they are substantiated? I would say some of them, yes, are substantiated. You know, the rest are accusations, and we treat them as credible because we want to believe the victim.
That list came out Saturday. Of those named on that list, 25 are deceased. A motorcyclist now recovering in the hospital after an accident on Highway 1 near Tamales Road yesterday. This video coming to us from the CHP. Crews, as you see, working to put a 30-year-old rider with major injuries into the ambulance. Right now, the crash still under investigation. A dramatic rescue in East Bay's Tilden Park, where crews were able to get to a male hiker who was suffering a medical emergency. They had the help of night vision goggles and a cell phone flashlight. Happened about 5:30 yesterday evening on a remote trail inside that park. The hiker was taken to the hospital. We're told he's now in stable condition. PG&E has finally restored power to several customers in West Oakland. The problem started yesterday afternoon. A Goodwill truck driver knocked down three power poles near 19th and Adelaide Streets. Okay, an egg just got over easy on Instagram. This photo of an ordinary brown egg has broken reality star Kylie Jenner's record for most liked photo. That picture posted on January 4th with the intention to beat Jenner's record. And Kylie Jenner held the title for most likes when she posted the birth announcement of daughter Stormy Webster from February of last year. You never know, do you? We'll be back. Another update, top of the hour. You can watch, listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com or our KPIX Facebook page.